This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, Yom Thulathan, the 16th of Safar, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Yaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Safar, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verses 52 and 53. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslims throughout the world, we have one belief, and that is Ismatul Anbiya alayhimus salat wa salam. All the prophets and messengers are ma'asum. From Prophet Adam alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, they are protected by divine protection from all types of sins and vices. Yes, there can be mistakes, there can be an error in judgment, but that does not constitute a sin. And from where did we derive this? From these verses which we are doing today, chapter 22 and verse number 52 and verse number 53. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. He uses the royal pronoun we as a symbol of respect and reverence, to stamp His Majesty, authority and sovereignty. Only we can do this in the entire universe. You, the entire creation, all of you put together. Can you make the sun rise? Can you make the sun set? Can you make the moon shine in its glory and beauty on the 14th night? Can you give life? Can you give death? So million examples a person can give. So we have not sent before you. So before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shows Khatmun Nubuwa, that the seal and the last and final prophet and messenger is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mir Rasuli wala nabiyyin, a messenger, nor did we send a messenger, or nor did we send a prophet. So Rasul will be the one remembered that receives a book, and Nabi will be the one that just propagates it and so forth. Other differences also some ulama have written. Illa idha tamanna, except when he desires. When the Prophet Messenger desires, so he wants something. Alqa shaitanu fi umniyati. Then Lucifer, Shaitan, Satan, he tries his level best to cast and throw something false in that desire. So the Shaitan, Satan wants to distort the message. فَيَنْسَخُ اللَّهُ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانِ. Hence, Almighty Allah abrogates and cancels what the shaitan is casting and throwing. مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ. ثُمَّ يُحْكِمُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِ. Thereafter, Almighty Allah confirms His verses, His signs. Hence, all the prophets and messengers are protected from Satan, from Lucifer and his agents and his comrades and cronies. Wallahu alimun hakim. Almighty Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. So what happens to all this casting and all this waswasa, whisperings and suspicion of shaitan? لِيَجْعَلَ مَا يُلْقِي الشَّيْطَانُ. So that he, Almighty Allah, he will make what the Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis is casting and he's throwing fitnatan. He will make it a trial and a test. For who? Not for the prophets and messengers. Fitnatan lilladhina fi qulubi marad. That he makes it a trial and a test for those people in whose hearts there is hypocrisy, there is nifaq, in whose hearts there is shak, there is skepticism and doubt. وَالْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And those people's hearts were become so hardened already that you can show them all the signs of Islam, but they are not interested. Like how we have Abu Lahab, Abu Jahal, in this day and this age. So the war on terror, the war on Islam, the war on Muslims, their hearts have become so hardened, and now they are dwallu wa adwallu, they themselves are astray and they go astray. Wa inna al-zalimina lafi shiqaqin ba'id. Remember these zalims, these 10-pot dictators, these kuffar and disbelievers, the mushrikeen and the polytheists, idolaters, idol worshippers. لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. They are in that sand, that in that path, that far, far away they are. They have made their own schism, they have made their own groupings, they have made their own parties, far, far away from the right path and the straight path. Let's give you some very good local, national, international news. Number one, last night I told you that we need to confirm it. Yes, it's confirmed. You must remember that last night before sleeping, again I read the Arab news and we found the article. Yes, it's true. There in Makkah Mukarramah and then to Medina. In Makkah Mukarramah, then Medina and wherever else, they are placing the robots and so forth for Adhan, for the call to prayer, and then for the khutbah and the sermon and so forth. So obviously we need to analyze this from an Islamic perspective. Is all this permissible? In this very surah and chapter 22, surah Hajj, regarding pilgrimage and related issues, Almighty Allah gives a very stern warning to any tenpot dictator, murtad, shaitan, and Satan, Lucifer. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ. Whosoever makes any intention of deviation, of oppression, transgression, in the Haram Sharif, the most sacred of places, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M33M, this intention, then نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will unleash a painful, terrible punishment. So therefore we rule without fear of contradiction, MBS and his cronies. Remember, they murtad out of the fall of Islam. So they just use him as a useful idiot, remember, for marketing purposes. He knows if he talks too much, they will send him to prison as well. So that is the status quo currently in Saudi Arabia. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and destroy the enemies of Islam within and the external enemies as well. Let's take you to Egypt. We are in the month of Safar. We are in the month of September. From the end of September, you know, Egypt wants more and more tourists to come. So they will be accepting the ruble, the Russian currency as well. You can pay with ruble from October onwards when you are in Cairo, Egypt, Iskandaria, and wherever else. So that will be also good for the tourists. Next one, Germany bankrupt as far as Kiev goes, as far as Ukraine goes. They told Kiev and they told the Ukrainians, we don't have money for you. And remember that we have to worry ourselves. Some places we don't have hot water. Some places the traffic lights are not going to work. We have to save energy. Hungary is already hungry. Hungary is standing with Russia. And it's telling the European Union, this was one of the worst things you could have done. How can we forget the apartheid, rogue, terrorist regime of Israel? Let me tell you three things about them. Number one, this is from the Haaretz newspaper. So number one, that they say deny, 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 and then the truth comes. So they said they never killed Shirin Abu Akila. They denied it, and then they say, no, no, we killed her, but it was not intentional. So that you must go tell the animals in the Kruger Park. Maybe then they will be smiling with the nonsense you talk. So remember, the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, are guilty of premeditated murder and of homicide, remember, and they are the worst, remember, terrorists as far as the Palestinians go. You can see every day, every second day, they kill whoever they want to, and there are no repercussions, nothing. The Western countries, now the tide is turning. You, Europe, now you will feel some of the pain that what you did, what your support, financial support, armed support, and what have you to the rogue regime of Israel. So therefore, we support Putin. He must teach you Americans and you European countries a good lesson, remember. So that's number one, that humiliated, disgrace, and their standing in the international community is dropping and decreasing. One. Two, the Haaretz got there now. They're going to expand more and more settlements there in the Western West Bank and nearer to Jerusalem. So this is a deliberate ploy and a plan that they want to frustrate the Palestinians, and they want to tell that this Israel is a Jewish state and there's no place for others. If you want to stay here, you stay here, according to master-slave rules, and you will be second, third, fourth-class citizen. So that's what the Israelis want. Can you believe this? The same rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel. Therefore, Hitler was very good for the Muslims. Remember that. That in certain things, I don't say all, but he told the Jutlas and the Jews, all this interest you are taking, we'll never allow it. All this homosexuality you're introducing and pornography, we can't allow that. There are other things he did, we can't agree with him, obviously. But there's few points we must agree with him. So what they say, look at this. And it's all in the Haaretz newspaper. The Israeli regime tells Mahmoud Abbas, he must rein in the Palestinians because, remember, they are the one causing problems in the West Bank and so. You are the terrorist. You are the occupier. You are oppressing the oppressed. And now you tell the leader of the oppressed that they must oppress their own people more. Therefore, Quran says, Surah 59, verse 14, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ The Jutlas got no brains. You understood? How in your right mind do you expect a Palestinian leader to tell his people, no, that you must not retaliate against the Jutlas? If I'm a Palestinian, the first target I get, I will look for a settler and put him away. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues. I mean, any normal person will do that. So you should think properly what you are doing, Jutlas. Let us come to South Africa, cry our beloved country. Two items. One, six-year-old children are watching porn. So what you expect? Your laws are like that. You must remember that. You allowed everything to go. Abortion, legal, prostitution, you made legal with your escort agencies and so forth. And it's hardly considered a crime. And you see that now innocent children are robbed of their innocence. When they become baligh and mature, finished. Their life is half finished already. Because you gave them all the facilities, freedom of this, freedom of that. A total disaster. And then yesterday I read a report from the EFF. They said the South African government is mulling, is thinking about sending a couple of millions of rands for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. Can you believe that? when yeah, you can't provide decent toilets for the people in some places, what you want to send the biggest crook, remember, maybe of the 20th, 21st century, the British Empire and their queen? They should be taking all those things and giving back to the places from where they stole. But we suffer from a slave mentality that the royal family is superior, and we Africans, we are a begging bowl nation, so we must send some money to them. If it's true, then a terrible indictment, remember that. So today, inshallah, will be our brother Salman Khan with Mawla Zahid Khan and the two Khans, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, and then 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran.
I see Dr. Saab says here that Mufti Saab, did you know that the Queen also loved Muslims, and she did a lot?
Yes, yes. Only you puppets will speak like that nonsense. You must remember that she gave Salman Rushdie a knighthood and that for writing against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and talking nonsense about Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. She gave Tony Blair, you must remember, knighthood after he and Bush murdered 1 million Muslims there in Iraq. And remember, the Queen was the one that they remained silent regarding the atrocities and the war crimes committed by Israel. And you telling me she's a good person, you need to go to a psychiatrist, doctor.
Let's go to Brother Harold. He's listening to you currently, studying. He says that, AK, are you Muslims allowed to predict the future? So why do you guys plan ahead? Ustad, Harold.
Remember, we plan ahead, but we always say, Insha'Allah. So we say, with the will and with the decree of Almighty Allah. We are not like non-Muslims. We say, we are projecting what will happen in 2025 and 2030 and 2050. We don't do that. We say we will plan for the future, inshallah, God willing, if Allah wills, it will happen.
I see Sheikh Mustafa Ustad from Dubai. He says, you heard the King Charles speech, free Palestine, Ustad.
So that is not now. Ya Mustafa, la takhtalit al-umur, ya Sheikh. Hada qadimun jiddan. You see, our Muslims are very gullible, you know. Just now, doctor talks some funny things also. Sheikh Mustafa, he gave that speech, Charles, when he was a prince. He gave that lecture when he went to Bethlehem, Baytul Lahmin. And he said that the Christians and the Muslims are living in harmony. And that is what we want to see. And Palestine should be a free country and a free place and so forth. Not now, when he's king. This he said when he visited Palestine and visited Bethlehem. So we must not get carried away. Now he must make the statement when he's king. Then we will say, yes, he's speaking the truth. But end of the day, they all look towards America and they look towards Israel. They don't want to upset the apple cart, remember that, and status quo. So yes, he said it at that time, but he wasn't king that time. He was kana amiran wa laysa malikan. Alayka an tahfaz ali hadhihi al-umur, ya Sheikh Mustafa.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. A listener says here, where is Mr. Donald Trump, Ustad?
Donald Trump is in big trouble now. So remember that they invaded and stole and took the documents from his house. And that is, you must remember, that some envelopes, files they took got there, that real important classified documents. So according to America, now the FBI went in, so they appoint a master. So they appoint one judge or two judges, and then he will see whether he must be brought to court and so forth and so on. So Trump is objecting on this master and say, I don't want this guy as a judge, I don't want that guy as a judge. But they will do so because Trump is an ordinary citizen. Now he's no more president and so forth. But remember, Trump is good for us Muslims. Inshallah, he'll become the catalyst for United States of America to become the divided states of America because his supporters love him and they give good allegiance to him. So we're hoping and praying that happens, that America falls just like the Soviet Union fell. And thereafter, Israel, the Arab Tanpur dictators, all will fall, inshallah al-Aziz. There's the answer, the herald. We hope it will happen, inshallah, God willing.
So my question to you, Ustaz, is, I am here at Mecca. Is it necessary to make ziyarat every time you do Umrah, Ustaz?
Not necessary. Remember, you don't have to go visit the shaitans and the symbolic satans there in Mina. You don't have to go to Arafat or Muzdalifah or Ghar-e Hira. You want to go, you go. You don't want to go, so don't go. I might tell you one, two places you haven't been, you should try and go to. They try and get the, today is Tuesday, yes, so it's fine. So today, Tuesday, Wednesday, so get a taxi guy, an elderly person, and that maybe, inshallah, he will know exactly where to take you. So tell him, Masna ul Kiswa. Write it down, Masna. Masna is the factory, the place of manufacturing. And Kiswa, what you call Ghilaf, the black cover on the Baytullah. So go early there, 8, 8.30, 9 o'clock, and wait there, and tell them Ziyara, Ziyara. And read 2 rakat namaz, make dua. So sometime they'll tell you appointment, sometime they'll allow you inside. Then from there, that you go next to the Masna Kiswa, you go to Ma'arizul Haramain Sharifain, the Haramain Sharifain Museum. So that's excellent. Entry is free of charge unless they change it now. And you go there, you don't need any guide or anything. And everywhere you go, it will take you 2 hours or so. So therefore, go early. So before Zuhr, you're back there in Makkah and you're reading your Salat in the Haram Sharif. So everywhere, whatever you see is written in Arabic and English. So that's something very good you should try and visit. And I don't think you went there, my brother.
I see brother Bob Ustad, he wants to know, he says that, AK, the police who kill the criminals as his job, will he be seen as a murderer by God because he had other choices in life? Bobby Ustad.
My brother Bob said the people are robbing, Bob and Rob, how it sounds in the rhymes, right, brother Bob? So what happens is this, when you have a defense force, when you have policemen, they are supposed to work within the framework of the law, not to take the law in their own hands like in Israel. Anybody they kill, they say, no, he's a terrorist. They attempted to attack us with a knife, with this, half the time lies and so forth. So that is obviously murder, and they will be out. You can see half of them are committing suicide or suffering from stress and disorders and what have you. Nevertheless, so let's take, you see in Islam, for you students, write this term down, because I know majority students don't know this term. So remember that you call this Babu Sa'il. One is Sa'il, with the Sin, Alif, Hamza, Lam. Wa amma Sa'ila falatana. That's a beggar. We're not speaking of that. One is Sa'il, Swad, Alif, Hamza, Lam. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Now when I quote this hadith, my brother Bob, then you will understand. They, the students, companions of the master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon you, that a person comes, he wants to attack my family, wants to steal my wealth, he wants to attack me, and then I defend myself, and maybe I attack him, and he dies. The person who's attacking me, Sa'il, the attacker. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, said, there's no sin upon you, and who are in nar, and he's in Jahannam, and the fire. So what happens if he kills us, Ya Rasulullah? So Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi salam, said, the person he killed, if he's Muslim, he passes away with Iman, Islam, he's shaheed, he's a martyr. So from there we deduce that if the police shot the person because he had no other option, these people were ruthless, they will kill him, as you see some places happening, South Africa, other countries. So then there's no sin upon him. But if he had other options and so forth, then he should not shoot directly at a person, shoot on the air, or shoot somewhere that you will not kill him, but you injure him, and so forth and so on. So it just depends from case to case and circumstances involved.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that can we eat meat in Iran, Ustad?
Remember, I was in Iran for 12, 13 days, first of Rabiul Awwal to 13 Rabiul Awwal in 2013. Not one day did I eat the meat, not one day did I eat the chicken. So we just survived, remember, with Allah's help and Allah's Allah's mercy on fruit, vegetable, and fish, and so forth. So we say the Shias are kuffar, so how can you eat the meat of the kuffar and so forth, and the chicken? Not permissible.
084-786-3132. I see Roger says that, so tell me, why must dowry be paid upon marriage in your culture? Is it not an ancient tradition? Ustaz, Roger.
You see, the term dowry, the term labola, all that we don't use. Therefore, we object on it when it is written in certain books. All this got Christian, non-Muslim connotation. We, my brother Roger, we call it marital gift. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا. You must give your wife the marital gift. Now you, Roger, you married, right? You got three children, maybe. I'm just speaking, I don't know you, we don't know your children. But I'm just giving you an example. So you, my brother, Roger, you should go to chapter 4, verse 4. Very easy, you can't forget that, right? Chapter 4, verse 4 of the Noble Quran, the Holy Quran. And all of you should get, go to Google, you will find it. Quran made easy. Quran, then made easy by Mufti, Mufti, Afzal, Afzal, Hussein, Hossein. Our spelling is the same of Hussein. So anyway, Ali passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdausil A'la, higher stages in paradise, chapter 4, verse 4. So Roger, you are married, right? So you are from Durban. Your wife is from East London, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, Hammanskraal, wherever. So look at the sacrifice she made. What sacrifice? She left the place of her birth. She left her parents. She left her siblings. She did everything. Now she's coming to live with you permanently. And is that not a great sacrifice on behalf of your wife, my wife, anybody's wife? Very big sacrifice. So Islam says you have to pay her something that is called mahar, the marital gift, for this sacrifice of hers. And a sense of security. After 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, 5 years, you pass away. So at least she has something. So the recommended amount nowadays, not compulsory, the recommended amount we call Mahar-e Fatimi nowadays, it fluctuates, but it is 17,000 rand. So that is why we give Mahar, nothing to do with dowry, nothing to do with labola. It is a sense of appreciation and thankfulness to our darling, our beloved, our sweetheart wives. So what you say, Roger? Can you bring a better system than that, my brother Roger?
Ustad, you need to listen to this question here. Good morning to you, sir. This is Tanya. Morning to you and your family. Did you know that Jonah's job was to listen to you every morning and take notes and record you and report you? But now he has stopped. So now it has become a problem in my life. I'm receiving calls from the Jewish family saying they're going to assassinate him. This is Talia. I need your prayers, listeners' prayers as well. Ustaz.
Sure. They can't assassinate you. This is this. They are tactics. You see, my sister Talia, today I am going to share a secret with you. Obviously, you're not aware of it. Jonah is not aware of it. When I started, all with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, my career in media. It was my first broadcast on air was Monday, 22nd of January, 2001, with CII, which I started the programs there. They had no programs before that at CII. They to play Quran Sharif and Naats and Nizam and so forth. So all this is recorded. So remember that, then we got used to media and so forth. Then from 2002, I started doing more and more research against the Jews and the Zionist apartheid regime and so forth. So they wrote us a letter. It was around 2001 ending or 2002. And from the Jews, that how can AK speak like this and so forth. So they used the tactics to intimidate you. And our people got very worried. So I told them, you don't worry anything. Nothing can happen. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Official letter they wrote. Yeah, I should have made a copy, you know, to keep it in my archives. But that's history now, water under the bridge. So every time our directors would get worried, I speak more against the Jutlas, you see. So they realize that better they keep quiet because this is our mission and our message. So remember the just lying before him. Do you think we're so naive we don't know you are recording? Do you think we're so naive that I don't know you're sending to your intelligence? It's not happening from now, my sister Talia. For the past 20 years, it's happening. And remember this, we will continue speaking the facts against Saudi Arabia run by the Murtad and against the Kufar Shias and against the super terrorists, America and Israel. So that's what you are. So you, Talia, you go and embrace your Jonah and tell him AK is praying for us. Nothing will happen. Remember this. That why did you get involved in this clandestine activities and, you know, spy and dagger business, as they call it, and so forth. You don't going to intimidate me. So you can, you Jutlas, send 100 spies here, you must remember, and record every program. We quote from your newspapers. We quote from your sources. Remember that. You are not the chosen people, you are the cursed people. And that is what we are showing humanity, that how Allah is disgracing you. You can't even have an election properly. In the past 4 years now, you have to, in the past three and a half years, your fifth election you are happening. You have, you think the Jutlas are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Because there are people with no brains, and Quran has said so. So we speak of majority, obviously. Chapter 59, verse 14. So don't worry, Talia. You embrace him and say with me, Jonah, don't worry. Bad job you took. You learn from experience. Read with me. Bismillah. Bismillah. Khairul Asma. Read this dua. You reading with me? Bismillah, khairul asma. Nothing will happen. Allah. In the name of Allah, Allah's name is the best and majestic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Beautiful words of advice from our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah.